What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And the Steelers' quarterback dilemma. Really not much better. Two most important positions in Pittsburgh sports on hard times. And Russell Wilson, as we know, believes that hard times make you stronger, put hair on your chest, and saying the typical Russell Wilson things like, hey, we still have a championship caliber team. If I'm here, if I'm back next year, we're going to win a lot. I believe in these guys. And now there's news trickling out that the Steelers, mainly their offensive coordinator, are not exactly thrilled with what he got from Russell Wilson this year. I am interested in hearing, and I'll give Donnie a chance to get you on the air at 412-928-9370. If there are still Steelers fans on the Russell Wilson bandwagon who want to believe that it was the lack of weapons at wide receiver, that he got thrown onto the moving train because of the calf injury, and Mike Tomlin took great pains to throw his conditioning coaches under the bus at his press conference yesterday. They were an early scapegoat option for him. And so we heard so many Steelers fans sing the praises of Wilson and say they finally have a professional quarterback. They have a guy that can make the throws. We've been yearning for this, craving this ever since Ben left. Are there people out there who still believe it? 412-928-9370. Because I no longer do, Chris. And I think watching what else developed in the playoffs crystallized that even more for me. Yeah, Matthew Stafford is old, but Matthew Stafford is still closer to the top of his game than Russ is. And Stafford hasn't really, part of his game was not like the improvisation and the using your legs to make plays like Russ did through the prime of his career. And now that that's no longer.
Stafford's best can legitimately beat anybody that's left.
I think that was true of Russ several years ago. But one of the things...
I don't think it's true of him now, and I don't think you see his best anymore like you still do Stafford's once every couple of games, it seems. His best was good enough to beat the Bengals in a shootout. I actually don't know if his best could
have
beat
the
best
of the AFC. Two of his biggest follies this year are runs where he had it in his head that he was still in his late 20s and not a 36-year-old quarterback. The play against Cincinnati where he stayed in bounds and lowered his shoulder like an idiot. And then the fumble in the second Ravens game that took all the momentum away when they were going in to score. So I think, and this is probably where the coaches' issues come in, the guy still thinks he's the old Russell Wilson. Tomlin said yesterday, you got to evolve, you got to adapt, you got to do all these things. The quarterback that they played this year, who ultimately ended up 6-6, is suffering from this personality. I don't want to call it a disease, but he's stricken with this thing where he always has so much confidence in himself that he believes, like, it would be like a pitcher in his late 30s who used to throw 105 thinking, I can still reach back and light up the radar gun. No, you can't, buddy. Well, you need to come up with a new secondary pitch or tertiary pitch to get the job done.
Much like Roethlisberger towards the end, and you can say Ben's numbers were a lot better than this and that. Once you truly lose the ability to do that which made you like really great, and I'll say post-injury Ben for sure because the arm strength was at that point gone, I think in Russ's second act here, there's not some adaptive quality to his game. We already know that because he's not a tall guy, he doesn't really work the middle of the field or throw intermediate passes. We know that for years now, a guy who used to be mobile enough to make big plays with his legs on the run and was more dangerous sometimes when the protection broke down and was confident when the protection broke down, now he just kind of turtles and takes bad sacks on a regular basis. When he actually tries to escape, maybe at times he looks kind of fast, but as you pointed out, one of the worst plays of his season was a hero ball play I just don't think he has the kind of game that ages well. Drew Brees aged better than a lot of these guys because he inexplicably, at his height, was really good from the pocket. But when his arm when his arm strength started to go, even he would have these same late year breakdowns. Like guys, he just couldn't get the ball down the field. Where is the better version of Russ that Russ seems to think is going to materialize next year if he's back here?
I give Ben credit. It still wasn't good enough, but Ben went from a guy that held onto the ball longer than anybody in the league to getting rid of it faster than anyone in the league.
I know, but at the end of his career, that actually became something even worse because he got rid of it so fast that teams had the book on him.
But at least he adjusted.
Well, I'm saying that is, yes, he adjusted much earlier in his career, though, than Russ is right now.
This guy thinks he's still going to, you know, check the ball down and throw the ball 40 yards downfield, and doing just those two things mixed in with him running the ball every now and then is going to propel the team to, you know, uncharted waters.
That's not a mature NFL passing game, as Starkey is fond of saying. It's just not. It's not a complex game. It's not hard for defenses to take away. I mean, you just basically say, dare the guy to do something other than throw it deep, put a safety over the top on George Pickens, and then just make sure you tackle guys when he dumps it off for 2 yards, which he also is not doing that good of a job.
Donnie, do you have any belief left in Russell Wilson?
No, I don't. I mean, if they run it back, it's going to be something similar. They're going to do it at a price that's far more expensive than what it just was. So why would you put yourself through that? Like, you just got the guy at the bare minimum you could pay him. Now, why would you even be interested in $30-plus million a year?
Doug Whaley's take on that this morning was getting into the minds of the Steelers, which he can do because he worked for them, is that he thinks they could look at Russell Wilson and still believe if we're trying to just end a string of seasons without a playoff victory, among the available options, he's the one that gives us the best chance to do it in 2025.
I don't even agree with that. And I did at the start of
Russ's
time
this year. We've seen him win playoff games. Yeah. We've never seen Justin Fields
When's
do
the last
it. Kirk
time
Cousins
he won
has
one.
Only done one. Aaron Rodgers is too much of a loose cannon and is the oldest of these guys. And we saw his play completely fall off a cliff.
When's Russ's last playoff win? 2020?
Yeah, they beat the Eagles. They beat Josh McCown.
So he'll be going on, tears of McCown. I actually think as long as Arthur Smith doesn't get the Jets head coaching job, because I think he made it clear on multiple occasions, including very late in the season, he'd rather have Justin Fields in there as the starter. You tweeted to that effect even before the playoff game, Pony. I think their best chance of the guys that are available is probably Fields, because I think if you actually just say, hey, Arthur, the offense is for Fields. He is the quarterback next year. There isn't a 1A. He's not going to be dueling. I think that is the best chance you'd have. I don't think it's a particularly good chance to win a playoff game, but if you tailor an offense to Fields that's play action heavy, run heavy, quarterback run heavy, all that stuff, I think you have the best chance of winning a game. Just Russ's fall off at the end after the Bengals game is impossible to ignore.